Hello and welcome to the Healthy South Shore podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Shipman. The weekly series is designed to connect you, the residents of the South Shore, to your local health and fitness resources. And today I'm happy to have Chris Hart, who is the founder and CEO of the Nathan Hale Veterans Outreach Centers located in Plymouth and Middleborough, providing a variety of services to veterans in and around the South Shore. So, Chris, thank you for being on the podcast this week.
Oh, thank you very much, Stacey, and I appreciate all the help here getting the word out.
I love what you're doing. I know you offer a lot of different services to veterans and their families in the area, including health and wellness services. But before we get into that, I'm curious to know a little bit more about the foundation and how it got started.
Well, it was kind of inspired from 9/11. I was a corporate guy and was sitting around in my office for about a year and just doing the same thing as everyone else, watching CNN every night. Just that guilt feeling of not doing anything motivated me to just go to work one day and give a month's notice, set it up, an outreach center. It seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
Are you a veteran?
No, I'm not. I'm one of those guys that feel the physical. Too old to go in the military, so I figured this was another way of serving my country here.
Tell us a little bit about the name, the Nathan Hale name. Why?
I was kind of a historian growing up. I loved history. Mm. Nathan Hale was definitely one of my favorite heroes growing up. His quote of, I regret that I only have but one life to lose for my country, inspired me to use that name, and I figured I only have one life to give for my country also, so... I used his name, and I thought it would be an honorable thing to carry on that tradition of using the name Nathan Hale as something that would inspire other people.
I love, too, how you said you were a corporate guy, and then you left and were inspired after 9/11 to do something a little bit more, it sounds, meaningful. On a personal level, what was that transition like for you?
In 2003, I left my job, and I started the go into the process of starting an organization for veterans. Ended up... selling my golf clubs and selling my coin collection. I sold everything in my house until my cat got nervous. And things started to transpire a little bit. In 2004 and 2005, I think we had over 500 veterans served. Since then, last year, we had 5,600 veterans served. So we've grown a little bit since then. Every year, we've increased, I'd say, between 80 and 100% in productivity. And being, we cover so many towns. We cover 10 towns here in the Plymouth area.
Sure.
Well, we're here in Plymouth, and you know, we go as far as Middleborough, going west, and we go going north. We go as far as Hanover.
Folks aren't from that area. Can they still utilize your services?
The only services that we do limit in those towns would be transportation. Okay. Picking up veterans in 10 different towns in the morning is really challenging. It's a big bus and a big van that are split up in two different directions. Other than that, a veteran can come in here from Wyoming and use the ARDS program or use our food pantry or use a readjustment counseling if he or she needed to.
Okay, so they can go see you. So you have a physical, two physical locations, and then you started to get into some of the services you offered. I heard ARDS programs, driving programs. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do offer?
Sure. Well, the first few years that we were up and running, it was mainly transportation. And we now cover, with the 10 towns with transportation, we serve approximately 375 veterans a month with just transportation from their home to the VAs in Boston, Brockton. And, you know, we take them from their house and bring them all the way to the VA and bring them all the way back. And at the beginning, that's pretty much all we did. And then we expanded into counseling. We were finding the need for counseling. And we expanded into combat counseling, readjustment counseling, PTSD counseling, and peer-to-peer counseling. And then we were finding the need for people needing food. The economy was getting worse. And we opened up a food pantry, which is now serving about 250 people a month, including our family members. And, we also found a need for veterans who just didn't have anything to do. You know, they're coming home and they're sitting in front of the television or the computer, and you know, we'd rather see them in a classroom or in an arts room. And so we put together an arts program, and that's been going very well for 2 years, and their families get involved with the arts program. And this year we're putting together a cycling program to kick off our wellness activities. And we actually have a tandem bike for our blind veterans to sit on the back, and we have three trikes for people who have just received minor injuries who need to get into rehabilitation right quick. And we have regular bicycles for just their family members. And
talk a little bit more about the cycling program. Is it a structured program, or is it like a weekly cycle? And
It's going to be weekly. Uh-huh. And what we're going to do is in Plymouth here at the Jenny Grist Mill, everyone's going to meet there in the morning, and we're going to go to a different path every single week. So 1 week we may go to the Cape Cod Canal. 1 week we may go to the path in Sandwich, the one in Falmouth. Okay. And the one in Dorchester right now, it's really rocking. It's a beautiful path. And what we planning to hope this year is to integrate our arts program in with the cycling program, so when we leave in the morning, we can put the easels on the bus also, so it gives people a chance to get out and go to these beautiful places and paint outside.
I love it. So you don't necessarily have to be a cyclist. You could be part of the arts program, still get on the bus, go with you to these locations, and maybe you bike, or maybe you sit and paint or draw or something like that.
Sure. We do a lot of road trips like that. We take our arts classes to museums, and we take our World War II vets to, like, the Battleship Cove and the World War II Museum. But a lot of these times when we do things like that, like the bike program, some people might just want to go just to have company, just to have someone to talk to, and they might not ride a bike or even paint. They just might just want to go just to get out of the house, which is really good.
Absolutely. Right. I love the integrated program that it sounds like you have. I mean, you've got the food pantry, you've got counseling for the mental and emotional health and well-being, you've got the transportation services for folks who need assistance getting around, arts, which is great for creativity in the mind, and then the physical fitness. So you've got a lot. I just love how integrated it is and how it's open to, it sounds like all of the programs except for the transportation, as you mentioned, would be open to anybody, even not within your area, but the transportation itself is really focused in on those 10 towns that you mentioned earlier.
Right, right. You know, we may have veterans from as far as Quincy come down to use our food pantry, and we also do yoga on Monday night. A lot of these veterans, they go in for that physical fitness attraction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when they get out, you'd be surprised. A lot of veterans are asking, you know, instead of where's a bar room, they're asking where's a great gym to join, and where's a good place to get a protein shake, you know. It's they're really into it, you know.
That's great. It is so great that you have these centers to provide, you know, these services to the veterans and their families coming home, so that they can, you know, reacclimate to being back home and getting on their feet and getting well and getting jobs. And do you do job counseling or anything? I didn't hear anything like that.
We do a little bit. We provide veterans to the we utilize the Plymouth Career Center.
So are you looking for additional volunteers or donations? What are, like, the top three things that you need?
Right now we're looking for volunteers now that would deliver food from our food pantry to veterans. Right now we're trying to get as many people as we can volunteer to deliver food to their homes for us.
Okay.
We're also looking for more yoga teachers to see if they could volunteer time, and we would like to expand our arts program, so we're always looking for artists volunteer their time to work alongside the veterans.
Okay, so volunteers for food delivery, yoga teachers, and some artists who might be able to teach classes or work with some of the folks coming in for the arts program are the top three volunteer needs.
We were hoping to find someone who may be able to help us in the nutrition aspects of our food pantry that could come in and help us put menus together, you know, recipes together that would, you know, so we could put a bag together that would have recipes included with the bag that would, you know, help them eat nutritious food.
What is the best way to reach you and the center?
Well, the best way to reach us would be going to our website, which is www.thenathanhaleveteransoutreachcentersplymouthmass.com. Or you could just reach my email. It's all small letters. It's nathanhale63@yahoo.com. Or you could give us a call here in Plymouth at 508-747-2003.
Great. And just before we conclude, just very quickly, what are some of the plans you have for the future of the foundation and the centers?
We'd really love to expand our wellness programs. Right now we're looking for property in the Plymouth County area to build a wellness recovery center. It would be mainly for traumatic brain injuries and amputees, and all our services combined under one roof. So it would be kind of a one-stop shopping.
So, Chris, I love what you're doing down there.
Thank you.
Doing wonderful things. I know, as I said, I know some folks who have volunteered with you, and they have told me firsthand. I look forward to getting down to the center myself and helping out. In the meantime, if you're listening and you'd like to learn more about the Nathan Hale Veterans Outreach Centers in Plymouth and Middleborough, you can visit them online at the Nathan Hale Veterans Outreach Center, PlymouthMA.com. Again, Chris Hart is the founder and CEO, so thank you again for sharing so much about the centers and what you're doing down there. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, Stacey.
Yeah, thanks for spending some time. I'm Stacey Shipman with the Healthy South Shore podcast. You can listen to more podcasts online at healthysouthshore.com.